this is Sid Reynolds, the entrepreneurial pastor, coming to you again from my studio here in my home in Chino Hills, California. I'll be talking to you about Father's Day and a wonderful day coming up here on Sunday, June the 18th. And I'll be talking about today the father of the fatherless. The Word of God says in Psalm chapter 68, verse number 5, a father of the fatherless, a defender of widows, is God in his holy habitation. Verse 6 says this, God sets solitary in families. He brings out those who are bound into prosperity. But the rebellious dwell in a dry land. In other words, God cares for the orphan. God cares for the foster child. God cares for the emotionally distraught, the helpless, the weak, the anemic, the fragile, those whose fathers have deceased, and those whose fathers are absent in any way. He even goes as far as to include the fatherless in his plan for a great inheritance. In actuality, we all are without a true father until we come to know the Father of all fathers. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. It's in John 14:16. Now, even if you had or have a wonderful father, know that through a relationship with Jesus Christ, you can have access to the Father of all fathers, and that's good news. Today what I'll be doing is talking about the Father of the fatherless. In just a few minutes, what we'll do this time I'm getting together with you right now is share some key points about the relationship of our Father God has with us, or those people who are the fatherless in the natural. First, let's define father and fatherless. The definition of father is this, a begetter of offspring. A male parent, one who provides, protects, and offers paternal care. Instinctively, fathers are founders, they're authors and creators or originators. Fathers are also role models, givers, and leaders. Let me give you the definition for fatherless. The fatherless are most common terms used as orphans and foster children. Those whose fathers have deceased, those who have absentee fathers, and those who have fathers who are present but are detached emotionally. So those are very interesting terms for the father and the fatherless. Our Father gives us, interestingly enough, our Father relieves the fatherless. I'm going to go through about four different terms here with you right now to give you some definition on what the Bible talks about in reference to how the Father of all fathers helps and aids the fatherless. The first one's in Psalms chapter 146, verse number 9. The Lord watches over the strangers. He relieves the fatherless and the widow. So point number one would be this. Our Father relieves the fatherless. And our Father relieves the mental pain, distress, anxiety, and the fear that the fatherless go through. Imagine not having a natural father to help ease it or alleviate the pain, distress, and anxiety and fear. It'd be a really big mess for most people, I believe that. Imagine not having someone around that's a role model or leader in your life, or even a natural father for that matter. Know that God would be there for you. He'll be the one to relieve you of that pain, the one that will be able to alleviate that pain. Not just ease the pain, but to alleviate it and get rid of it completely. That's what our Father in heaven does. Our Father hears the cry of the fatherless. Exodus 22, verses 22 and 23 says this, you shall not afflict any widow or fatherless child, that is. Verse number 23, if you afflict them in any way and they cry at all to me, I will surely hear their cry. That's what the Lord says. Look at verse number 24. Now, this is pretty interesting because it says how serious God is about the fatherless. And my wrath will become hot, and I will kill with the sword. Your wives shall become widows, and your children fatherless. Now, you think God makes this point very clear right here? In this case, he's indicated in the Old Testament that, listen, I have a real heart for the fatherless. Those who cry out to me, I'm going to answer them. Those who cry out to me, I'm going to bring them relief. Those who cry out to me, I'm going to hear and respond to them. I'm not going to leave them alone because I'm the father of the fatherless. That's the kind of dad I like to be myself, and I hope that you'd like to be the same kind of dad if you're a dad today. Our Father helps the fatherless. Our third point, our Father helps the fatherless. Let me go through a scripture in Psalm chapter 10, verse number 12 through 14. Reading at verse number 12. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up your head. Do not forget the humble. Why do the wicked renounce God? He has said in his heart, you will not require an account. Now hear that part. You will not require an account. But you have seen it. This is God he's speaking about. But you have seen it, for you observe trouble and grief to repay it by your hand. This is God being able to repay by his hand. The helpless commits himself to you. In other words, the helpless commit themselves to God. You are the helper of the fatherless. Now, the one thing about God in reference to his desire to help those who are without natural fathers is that he helps them spiritually, of course, first of all, and then emotionally. He helps them be able to rely on him and be led by his spirit into all truth. He brings people across their pathway, such as pastors and teachers and good friends, of course, that will assist them in life and give them what the Father would give them specifically and bring help to them in their time of need. Our Father helps the fatherless. So far, we looked at three things so far. Our Father relieves the fatherless. Our Father hears a cry of the fatherless. Our Father helps the fatherless. Point number four is simply this. Our Father administers justice on behalf of the fatherless. Anybody that has anything going on in their life and there's not a person to assist them or come to their aid when they're feeling things are being done against them in a wrong way, well, justice is not being served. Well, that's what the Father God does. He administers justice on behalf of the fatherless. I'm going to read you Psalm chapter 10, verse number 17 and 18, the same chapter we just got out of. But 17 and 18 say this, Lord, you have heard the desire of the humble. You will prepare their heart. You will cause your ear to hear, to do justice to the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may oppress no more. God is determining that nothing is going to happen to these that are humble, these that are the fatherless, or for them being oppressed. He's not standing for it. God's not going to stand for that. Those that have been oppressed, the Father God is there for them. In Deuteronomy chapter 10, another verse that goes right along with this, chapter 10, verse number 17 and 18. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality nor takes a bribe. Verse number 18. He administers justice for the fatherless and the widow and loves a stranger, giving him food and clothing. How much has the Word of God talked about the fatherless and how God takes care of the fatherless? He relieves them. He hears their cry. He helps them. And he administers justice for them on their behalf. That's a God. That's a Father of all fathers. And a father to the fatherless is a God that we serve. Let me ask you a question. What does our Father expect of us in our relationship with the fatherless? You see, he's doing his part. God certainly is doing his part. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 16 and 17 say it very, very clearly. It says this, wash yourselves, make yourselves clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before my eyes. Cease to do evil. Now, doesn't it sound like being holy? What we've talked about just recently. Doesn't it sound like being holy? Our goal with God is to be holy before him, but in being holy before those around him as well, we'll be just like our Father in assisting the fatherless. Read here verse number 17. It says, learn to do good. To do good for what? To help and aid the fatherless, to bring relief to the fatherless, to hear their cries and to help them, to administer justice on their behalf. It says, seek justice. It says, reprove the oppressor, defend the fatherless, plead for the widow. Here's some illustration about what God says for us to do, which is in line with what he's already doing himself. So how does God come to the aid of the fatherless? He comes to the aid of the fatherless, certainly by his own methods, his own means, but he works through us as individuals as well. We have a responsibility to bring the relief that the fatherless have in their lives. There's so many people today that are fatherless. There are many that have had people that their fathers have deceased or gone home to be with the Lord. There's some of those that have had fathers that have been absent while they were present in the home. If you know what I mean by that, there's an emotional detachment sometimes that dads have, and that ought not be. The reason is that men and women can assist. Men and women can step to the aid. Men and women like you and I can step to the aid of those who are in that position called fatherless. So let's be the ones that will bring the relief. Let's be the ones that will hear the cries of the fatherless. Let's be the one who brings the help and assistance to them. Let's be the ones who help to administer justice in the name of Jesus Christ. This is Seth Reynolds coming to you live once again here from Chino Hills, California. I'm the pastor of Centerpoint Christian Fellowship, and I'd like to invite you sometime, even on a Sunday morning, anytime. We're having services at 10 o'clock in the morning. The address is 6251 Schaefer Avenue, right in the city of Chino, California. And for those of you that listen on an ongoing basis, I'm so encouraged that you do take a listen to it. This podcast, is supported by those supporters that are on the side of the page that you see right in front of you here. These people are individual business owners and large businesses that are there just for your shopping pleasure. So you can take a look at those businesses if you'd like to take a visit to where they are and to buy some items from them if you have need of some items. Well, I'm Seth Reynolds, the entrepreneurial pastor, coming to you from Chino Hills. Looking forward to you next time on the next podcast.